The legislature's Employee Benefits Committee has decided against recommending three bills that would change the state's retirement system and require state employees to pay part of their insurance coverage for family members. Two of the measures would have changed the retirement plan from defined benefit to defined contribution. It would have taken some money from the legacy fund to pay off the unfunded balance of the current retirement system. The other bill would have required the public employee with a family insurance plan to pay 15% of the difference between a single premium and a family premium.
The committee felt that since the state employees have not had a raise for 2 years, that it wouldn't be fair for us to then say, hey, now you need to pay into your health care as well.
Dickinson Republican Representative Mike LaFour chairs the committee. He voted against all three bills, saying the conversion of the state retirement plan needs further study.
It's a far more complex issue than saying, hey, we're just going to go from A to B.
Fargo Democratic Senator Tim Mathern is a member of the Employee Benefits Committee.
State employees have not gotten a raise in 3 years. So if we were to institute this change where they would have to pay for the family plan addition over the single plan, they would actually be getting less money than they got 3 years ago.
Sponsors of the bill drafts can still introduce them on their own in the session. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.